traveling far without a home, but not without a star.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Coming to America, never looking back again.
Well, hello, radio and podcast listeners. You've tuned into the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk right here on KRDO News Radio or your favorite podcast platform. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, my name is Jay. I'm your friend. Every week, you and I come together for 50 minutes or so and talk about an important subject of real estate, mortgage, and on occasion, an off-topic that makes you laugh. But today, I was reviewing several articles after I was observing that currently in our United States, there seems to be a larger amount of individuals that are migrating or moving from one part of the country to another. We hear the stereotypical New Yorkers that have moved down to Florida, the Midwesterners that are moving down to Arizona. This happens for retirement. This happens for income, whether it's a better job, a retirement. But now I've seen it trickle into political, more importantly, economic, and even through real estate and for cost of living purposes. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. I'd love to help you with your next purchase or mortgage transaction, because that's the angle that I come from. This subject is I'm a licensed loan originator, but also a real estate investor and an individual that's not only in my 50s starting to plan my retirement, but also helping multiple children go through their maturity out of their teenage years into adulthood with professional skills, college, and everything in between. So with the drum roll, Matt, today's conversation is titled Interstate Migration and Real Estate. So it's been a while since 2020, my friends, if a majority of you are right here in Colorado, but I have radio listeners all over the Midwest, from Florida down back up to the far west in Washington State and Utah and Idaho. We had a pretty significant election in 2020, obviously with the presidential race and January 6th and all of that, but just as significant in Colorado, because that's when officially Colorado, for the first time at all state level seats and both senators and the state legislature, both the Congress and the Senate, for the first time in Colorado in decades, forever actually, we went from a mixed state of Republicans and Democrats to a full Democrat progressive state legislators and elected offices. And at that point, partly for political purposes, but also because I'm a businessman and for real estate and economic reasons, I looked at my wife in November of 2020 and said, honey, we need to diversify our portfolio of real estate and buy some assets in either Texas or Tennessee. Now, I chose Texas because that's where I served in the military, in Fort Sam Houston, but also that was in San Antonio and Houston, but I'd spent some time in Corpus Christi. And my wife said Tennessee. She says, Jay, I've always loved the Smoky Mountains. Ramsey Solutions is there. The home office for Churchill is there. And as you can imagine, as good marriages go, you can guess where I bought real estate. We bought in Tennessee. But I did that for economic and political purposes. Now, a little bit of that was in there for the mild weather, but that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the interstate migration. I just looked at a Gazette article which reviews the 2020 census, and we have the details of How many people moved into the state of Colorado? How many have moved out of the state of Colorado? To which states are we moving to and moving from? And then I expanded that to look at states across the entire nation that have a net gain of citizens and which states have a net loss of citizens. And most importantly, how does this apply to you? How does it apply to your cost of living? How does it apply to your retirement? How does it apply to the real estate that you own right now or you hope to own in the future? So don't go anywhere. I'm going to go ahead and take a break here, invite you to call me at 719-330-1457 to get signed up for my largest, most promoted investment property class of the year on Tuesday, the 17th of October. Get a seat now. It's going to be a very, very special class. And for the rest of you, the second segment, we're going to hit right in to the meat where I tell you more details about interstate migration and real estate. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way and my way seem to be one and the same.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beat?
But I can hear a heavenly band full of angels, and they're coming to set me free. I don't know nothing about the why or when, but I can tell you that it's bound to be.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I'm Jay Garvin's, your host. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. I would love to earn your business with your next purchase or refinance transaction. You know, there's not a lot of conversations of refinance right now, but folks, I know it's a difficult conversation to have, but if you've got more than $20,000 of unsecured debt in credit card debt and you're still able to make your payments, because if you haven't made your payments and you own a house, it's going to be very difficult for you to get a mortgage done because loan programs today, credit score and payment history matters. But if you're still paying on time, but you feel overwhelmed, please call me at 719-330-1457. We can get a plan of getting rid of your unsecured debt, keeping your house, and getting a savings of $400 to $1,200 a month in your budget. Because I'm telling you, folks, the storm is not going to clear in the fourth quarter here of 2023, and it's not going to clear throughout 2024. We're going to have high interest rates, high inflation, high treasury rates, and high debts all the way into 2025. So if you're financially holding your breath, please just call me and we'll put a plan together. 719-330-1457. But jumping right back into interstate migration and real estate, with Colorado, I was very, very surprised with a Gazette article that was done back in September based off the 2020 census. In the latter half of the decade from 2016 to 2020, the three largest states that actually immigrated into Colorado was California, which is not surprising, Texas, which is not surprising, and Florida. Now, Florida was a little bit surprising in this article. We're opposite. Colorado is a four-season state. Florida is a two-season state. Colorado is expensive to live in right now, well over the national average. Property taxes going up, state income tax in Florida has high property tax, but no income tax at all. So that one really surprised me. Also, the next three are Arizona, Illinois, and New York. Now, California, Illinois, and New York don't surprise me because those states are becoming irreversibly expensive to live in. But a lot of reason Florida and Arizona are attracting people is because we're extreme opposite. Four-season weather, one or two-season weather. children, go where your children are, vice versa. But then the next group of states, both in the individuals migrating into Colorado and out Colorado, are basically our neighboring states like Kansas, New Mexico, Missouri, Utah, Oklahoma. So if they're not direct, they're in the close vicinity of Colorado. But if you look at individuals leaving Colorado, the picture becomes more clear. You've got Texas number one. You've got Florida. Again, California is number three. You would think there's a high number of people migrating in, but there's also a high number of people migrating out in all three of these states. And in the article and in my research, I found that to be the case simply for numbers, and numbers count, because right now, California, Texas, and Florida are the three biggest states. So the numbers are larger. But other reasons why individuals are actually moving both in and out of the state, which came onto my radar, was the fact that they're doing this for political purposes, that's for sure. Economic purposes, absolutely. And that includes cost of living, cost of real estate, and everything in between. So let's delve into this in the meat portion of the show here. So understanding that's the specifics of Colorado. Basically, you have Texas, California, and Florida that are the biggest migration in and the biggest migration out numbers. You'll get some outliers there, but then the next group of individuals really are individuals that are in neighboring states. But I took it one step forward and I said, hey, let's look at states across the board. Who's moving into what states and who's moving out of states? And is there a trend out there? And this is what I found on several different fronts, several different sources. Here are the top 10 states in the United States for people moving out of the respective state. Number one, by far, is California. Over 460,000 individuals, 500,000 plus, have moved out of California in the last 18 months. Second to that is New York. Very close behind that is Illinois. So Chicago, LA, San Francisco as well, but then also New York. People are moving out of those cities in droves, and it's affecting the entire state because of the proportionate population. But then after that, a lot of people, number four, are moving out of Pennsylvania, then Massachusetts, number five, Washington State, number six. Number seven, folks, is Colorado.
Say what?
Your jaw should drop with that. Number eight is Indiana, which is another crazy outlier. And then Michigan, number nine, and Wisconsin, number 10. Now let's unpack that. Let's look into that. And later, when I'm done, in a minute or two, I'm going to tell you what are the top 10 states that people are moving towards. I say this because of this reason. I personally agree and believe and share and teach with you that a majority of our economy, 75% or more, is simply supply and demand. If you've got 10 cars on an automobile lot and you have 20 people coming to buy them, cars are going to be sold at a higher price, more expensive, and some of those people are going to leave frustrated because they weren't able to buy a car. 10 cars for sale, 20 people wanting to buy them, simple supply and demand. The opposite is also true. If you have 20 cars on a lot and only 10 people want to buy them, everybody's going to get a deal. The dealer's going to be frustrated, and they're going to have cars left over at the end. The same thing applies to real estate. If you have people moving out of your state, that's not a good thing. That means there's more houses that are going to be available, and housing is a supply and demand thing. I'm going to cover this next segment, Don't Go Anywhere, with Bill McAfee, where he talks about what the inventory is in our city. Is it good or bad? And possibly compare that to the overall remainder of Colorado. But back in this case, if you've got California, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Washington, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin, statistically, the highest number of people leaving those states, is there any correlation at all to those states? So the first thing that I did, because my hobby is politics, I said, hey, what's the party affiliation of those 10 states? I'd love to go into this, but folks, 9 out of 10 of those states are Democratic states. 6 of them are supermajority, which means the governor's Democrat, the House of Representatives, congressmen, and then the senators as well. There is only one state that is Republican, And that's actually Indiana, number 8. And it's a supermajority of Republicans. Why is it in there? I don't have time to cover this, but I did some research. Indiana has some painful tax penalties for retirees. That's the only thing. And jobs, their income and wages are very low. So people are moving out to get a better job, and potentially they're moving out to find a better retirement spot. That's the only thing I could find that they're an outlier. So you have 9 out of 10 of these states that are Democrats. So I said, okay, let's not go there. Let's see. Some people can move out for political affiliation, but I think 90% of the people that say it's political affiliation are actually the result economically of a political affiliation. And here's what I want to look at. When I moved into Colorado, and I love this state, I'm Colorado by marriage. I was born and raised in Wisconsin. I'm a Packer fan by choice, but a cheesehead by birth. But my wife is a native of Colorado, born and raised here, and both of my children, born and raised here, and of course, my in-laws, my parents, born and raised here. But when I moved to Colorado in 1996, Colorado was 94% of the national average to win. Now, that what that means, I explained this to my wife. If you take all of the states and the cost of living and divide it by 50, you're going to get a generic cost of living expense. And an example is Nevada is exactly 100%. So if it costs X amount of dollars to live on average in the United States, Nevada is exactly at the 50-yard line. And if you're below the national average to live, you're going to be 98%, 92%, 88%, anywhere from 4 to 6 to 10 to 20% below the national average. If you're 5, 10, 15% above, 105, 110, 115%, you are 5% to 15% or whatever, respectively, above the cost of living. Here is the stats, which just startle me. 5 out of 10 of the states that people are moving out of are above 110% or 10% above the national average of living. California is 142%. New York is 133%. Massachusetts, 126%. Washington State, 117%. Colorado, I moved here, was 94%, is now 110%. There's been over a 14% shift in the cost of living in Colorado over the last 20 years. And then the most important thing is real estate values, because I'm a real estate and a mortgage guy. The crazy thing is that during the largest equity value increase year in the history of America, 2021, this is when everybody is 2%, 3% buying properties, over asking price, crazy market. There was only 3 out of these 10 states, California, Washington, and Colorado, that even had over 20% appreciation. New York didn't have it. Illinois didn't have it. Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, all of that. So now you see these states that people are moving out of. In 2021, their houses, with the exception of Colorado, thank God, which is us, California, and Washington State, were not appreciating at the level of the rest of the country. Now you look at 2021, folks, it's absolutely crazy. You have 4 out of 10 of those states now, with California, Washington, Colorado, and New York, that all have equal or negative equity. So people are migrating out of these states. And the one that concerns me is Colorado is included, that there are more people moving into Colorado Springs, but as a net, less people. There's physically less people in Denver this year because of the cost of living, the politics, safety issues, and the value of their real estate. And that is concerning, my friends. So what I'm going to do in the last segment is tell you the good news of which states people are migrating towards and share with you what can you do with this knowledge. Because I told you 10 years ago, hey, please, when I started this radio show, buy houses now. They're going to be valuable in 10 years. Right now, I'm telling you, know exactly which trends of the cost of living, the appreciation of real estate, and plan accordingly for your retirement and your family so you can know what's ahead and be prepared. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap this all together in the power segment. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457 to get signed up for the biggest investment property class of the year on October 17th, Tuesday, October 17th at 6:30 p.m., Investment Property 101. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
and whatever comes our way.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
Born to be wild.
Well, welcome back to the program I'm dedicating to interstate migration and real estate. Now that I've went through all of the statistics of the 2020 census in Colorado and went through all the statistics of the top 10 states that have people moving out of them and the top 10 states that have people moving into them, the most important part of all of that is what's happening in our backyard.
Housekeeping.
And my favorite part of the month is the economic update with Bill McAfee. And Bill, my friend, we've been around each other a long time.
So 10 years, isn't it?
10 years. And folks, I actually broke bread with Bill before the show, and I never do that. But it's interesting how the economic update looks. Because like you said, early in the year, and you repeated, Jay, I believe we are falling back to normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you look at stats, as far as the values, they're more even than they are down. But you said that at the beginning of the year, that we'd be maybe flat or down 5%.
Yep.
And 9 months into the year, this is exactly where we are.
We're down about 1% on average and 2.5% on median. And that's likely where we're going to end up at. You know, if I had to bet on it right now, I would say, you know, 1 to 1.5 on average and 2.5 on median, I think, is where we're going to end up year over year.
And that's an amazing statement if you're listening right now, because if you're in areas of town like the Old North End or maybe the Broadmoor or maybe Rock Rim and maybe Flying Horse North, those properties are still going to be up in value. Where you've got other areas in town, Bill, where I've had multiple clients that are getting houses $50,000 below. So on average, we're going to be about even to maybe 1 to 4%
down
below where we were last year.
Yep. But Jay, and I can tell you absolutely what's holding that line is the shortage in single family housing.
So let's go into that right away. What do you mean? We know interest rates are high, inflation is high, the 10-year treasury is high.
Yep.
Those are all killers. The reason we haven't went into a full-fledged recession is because somehow consumer spending and employment hold firm. But what does that mean as far as the inventory?
Gotcha.
Nobody knows anything about that.
Right. Well, here's we have an extreme shortage still in single family housing. Now,
why
I'm
is
not
that?
Talking to, we grew so much. Well, go clear back to 07, 08, 09. Everyone stopped building for long periods of time. We weren't near as overbuilt as all those other places were.
Miami, Las Vegas, all of that.
Yes. I mean, there were just even Texas.
Entire neighborhoods that were just empty.
Absolutely. They built brand new subdivisions and no one ever moved into it.
Period.
Now, we were in that time of easy money. You know, if you could had a FICO score and could fog a mirror, you could get a loan. And it's just not like that now. But what happened was when those rates went down like they did, you know, 2.5%, 3.5%, it brought a whole bunch of buyers into the market. And demand was a frenzy. And we had never really caught up with building from the Great Recession is what I would call that. So we were behind going in. Couple that with, I would be curious to see on the demographics over the last 5 years, you know, Colorado is getting a lot of things. An example, I'll give you Space Command. Space Force was really never in jeopardy, but Space Command was. It's 98%. It's here. That's not going to go anywhere. I have inside sources in there that tell me you may see actual buildings going up on that Nevada corridor where the dog track and stuff like that is.
Absolutely.
You may actually see some command stuff start to go in there actually in the next 12 months. So we're going to see that. So you got command coming in, you got force. We're still, you know, economically, Colorado seems to be holding against almost all the other cities across the United States. You know, unemployment here. We have cybersecurity that's here like crazy.
Which is huge.
Absolutely. So in a nutshell, we have great
Bill,
employment.
Remember, there was a time when the Olympic headquarters was going to leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they solidified that, and that's no longer a conversation. And,
right.
and in the City of Champions, they have done the Olympic and Paralympic. But more than that, there was a time when Rodeo Hall of Fame was going to go to Albuquerque as well.
Well,
and all of those things were won,
right.
and they've stayed.
Well, the PBR left. Professional bull riders went down to Pueblo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because at that time, there really wasn't an environment that was conducive when you went to build something, when you had to do stuff. The permitting process and everything you had to go through here, it's not great now either. Don't think that it's just easy, but it is more pro-business back then. And people, you know, under Mayor Southers, we had a great, great run through that in the local politics. You had city council getting along with the mayor.
Yeah.
But going back to what I'm saying, the reason we slowed a lot during the Great Recession, we really never caught up. Then you see those incredibly low interest rates that brought a lot of people into the market. And you've touched on this a lot, Jay. We still got the Xers coming out of the basement at some point.
They are.
You know, and so that is still yet to come. So there's one stat I'm going to throw out just real quick to prove my point. I have a thing called inventory levels, and that's all. The whole thing is, how long would it take to sell through the MLS, the entire multiple listing system? And we're now at about 2.31 months, okay? And what that means is, based on our current demand, it would take us 2.3 months to sell off all of the properties in the MLS.
If no new ones came on.
If
you were just taking water out of the bucket,
the
bucket would be empty in 2.3 months.
And just to let you know, during the Great Recession, it was 9 months.
9 months.
That barrel was
three times the size. We're talking, that was a 100-gallon barrel of real estate rather than a 30-gallon barrel
absolutely.
Of real estate.
And just to let you know, normal in our market is 4.5 to 5.5. And we're at 2.3. We're still not back to normal. But what that tells me, Jay, when we had 9 months of inventory, again, that's a function of demand and supply. When we had 9 months, that was strictly a buyer's market. The sellers would do anything to sell their home. It's
been a seller's market since 2018.
And if you look at that, once you drop below that 4.5 to 5.5, it becomes huge seller's market. We got down to actually 6 days.
Jeez.
On the inventory levels. And we would have sold off the entire MLS in 6 days.
I remember
that's where you were seeing people buying 70, 80,000 above list price. Those were the crazy times. I always tease everyone now in our industry. We were drug addicts and alcoholics.
Yeah.
And now we got to get straight.
We got to get straight.
Yeah, we got to get ourselves figured out and sober up. And go through this. So the answer to that question is, we weren't overbuilt. We did not build when that demand was there. And we're still lacking. And we're not just Colorado Springs. This is across the nation. We still have a shortage of single family homes. So what that's done is, even though a lot of the buyers backed out of the market because of the interest rates, if we were oversupplied, you would see prices drop dramatically.
Dramatically. Yeah. But where are we? Let's go back into that.
Okay.
Like you said,
we're at 2.31 months.
Okay, I got that. And
yes.
Then after that, we've got a median sales price that's $480,000.
For August.
Yep. And last year at this time, it was like $480,800. Almost exact.
Yeah. And just like, we are about 1% down on average price, Jay, and 2.5% down on median. And if we were oversupplied in this market, those prices would have dropped dramatically.
Yeah, it's like 10%.
Absolutely.
Percent or more. In some states, that's happened.
It is. And so, we are, Colorado Springs is actually setting well with our real estate. We're going to watch these interest rates and see what happened according to the 10-year today.
Yeah, it's ugly.
I just truly, there's talk of maybe hitting 8%. We'll see. No one knows what the interest rates are going to do, but I'll tell you, we're going to hit 7.5 here pretty quick.
Yeah.
If we haven't already.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be a factor that we're going to have to deal with. Now, so the inventory levels tells me whether it's a buyer seller's market and how long. But if you look at the number of listings out there, we have about 2,400. During the time when we were going crazy, those listings dropped down to 500.
I know. And then they would come on Friday and they'd be gone by Monday.
You would have 17 to 34 offers over the weekend. So you would list the property on Thursday, and then by Monday, you would just sift through the offers. And so now you're not seeing that. So again, we're not even back to normal. Days on market, Jay, we're at 29 right now. And sellers, some of them are freaking out. Oh my God. We got down to, we were 9 days there for a little bit.
And I've been that seller that, oh oh my God, my house's been on the market 35 days, it's not sold. But you say 2,200 homes on the market. But this last month, I was startled to see there was only 1,000 sales in August.
Yeah, yeah. And this, and again, we're about 25% down on sales when we compare year over year. So if we compare January through August to January through August, we've sold 25% fewer homes than we did the year before. And now, and so, and the listings are actually up, you know, so the actual number of listings are up. So, but we came from that time that was supercharged to a degree we'd never seen before. And so we're still racing back to normal. So 2,400 listings, Jay, we should have 3,500 in a normal market.
Do you think we're going to hit there this winter?
I don't. And here's why I don't. Too many people have good interest rates, okay?
Yeah.
And they're not going to let those properties go. That's number one. Number two, the builders are trying to keep up, you know, with the sale, but there is no way that they're going to be able to keep up with and get that many homes with everything they have to go through to get those homes on the market and sell.
Amen.
It.
Okay.
So one quick thing, Jay.
Go ahead.
You know, for buyers out there, here's what I would say. Don't forget the new builds at this point because they are throwing on some big time incentives.
Yeah. So they're lopping them on.
Yeah. And so, yes, please, as a buyer out there and also as a buyer, don't forget assumptions. You may not be able to afford at the rates where they are, but if you're a VA, you know, or a veteran, you may be able to assume a loan that's out there. Don't just think that the market's not attainable because there's a lot of tools that make it reachable for a lot of people.
Great. So appreciate you, Bill. If you want to know more about how to assume a loan when you purchase or about the builders and their incentives, call me during the break at 719-330-1457. Be back after these messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I'm singing, follow me, everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Well, no more will I shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town now, baby.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
Power segment, my friends. I am wrapping up a conversation about interstate migration and real estate. A quick summary of the show, went through the census for Colorado. The three biggest states that people are moving into Colorado and the three biggest states that people are moving to out of Colorado, surprisingly, are the same but are just in different order. People migrating in the most, and El Paso County, this is the same way, Pikes Peak region. Most people are coming from California, then Texas, and surprisingly, Florida. Largest number of people moving out of the state, Texas is number one. California, now that's surprising, and Florida. I knew people were moving out to Texas and Florida because I've helped them with their loans. I've helped them with their homes. But I don't believe that's true in El Paso County. They might be going out of Denver, but I would know the numbers with mortgage, but that's the fact. Now, looking at what I said, let's look at the bigger picture. Well, if people are moving out of Colorado to those three states, Texas, California, and Florida, and then the next group is really the surrounding states like Missouri, Kansas, etc., what are the states that individuals are moving into the most? And I shared that last segment with the biggest number of states that people are moving out of. Bye-bye, see you later, is California, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Washington, surprise, surprise, Colorado. It's a red flag there, folks. Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Now, Colorado surprises me because we have been the most popular state for over 20 years now, always in the top 10 for the last 20 years. It's just this recent assessment and census that is showing this. Why is that? We discussed this last segment. First and foremost, folks, Colorado is an expensive place to live now, primarily because of real estate, and we have all gained from the equity in our houses. But eggs are now $6 a dozen. Do you know in Tennessee, Wisconsin, and Missouri, you can actually still buy a dozen eggs for a dollar? Why is that? State legislators passed a law chickens need to have so much space to run in their huge cerebellum brain so they feel good about themselves. Which is interesting because you can cut a head off a chicken and it still runs around. Shows you how important their brain is. But tree huggers want it. More room for the chickens, $6 eggs. That's one example. Same thing with the Green New Deal. We've got the governor up in Denver now telling agencies and contractors with the Fed, city, and county that they can't use gas mowers. We're going to have you use all electric mowers. Who do you think is going to pay for that, folks? How long do you think that's going to take to trickle down to El Paso County? We're one set of city councilmen away from voting in stuff like that. And I shared all the details of that with you. But here in the power segment, there's two big takeaways. First and foremost, I want you to know that radio and demographics in radio, which means where people live, how many in a generation, prompted me to tell you in 2012 when I started the radio show to buy real estate because it's going to be very valuable in 10 years. You can go listen to the shows yourself, and we hit it on the target. More than 1,100 of you have bought houses, primarily investment properties from me, and we've made a lot of money through equity, and we've realized that equity and benefited from it. What I'm telling you 20 years later in 2023 is that this interstate migration, primarily done by the laws that people abhor or migrate to, or political migration, and definitely there's no doubt at all, opportunity and cost of living is going to be a primary factor in the next 10 years. And I hope something changes. But at the rate that we're going, Colorado, with the cost of living, quality of living, the expense and the political structure, Colorado won't even be in the top 20 states as far as all of those items. And if that's the case, what are the states that people are going to? This is where I'm going to finish up the last 5 minutes. The number one state that individuals are moving to is Texas. Shocker. Number two is Florida. Number three and four are the Carolinas, South Carolina and North Carolina, respectively. Georgia, Tennessee, Nevada, Maine, Delaware, and Idaho. Those are the top 10. Now, in retrospect, my friends, this will get you 9 out of those 10 states, at least at the governor level, are Republican. Where 9 out of 10 of the states that people are moving out of are Democrat. So now let's look at the cost of living, where the cost of living in the states that people are moving out of, half of them have a 10 to 40% higher cost of living than the national average. 0 out of 10. These are affordable states that people are moving to. If you want to hear them again, Texas, Florida, South and North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Nevada, Maine, Delaware, and Idaho are some of the lower states as far as the expense of living. But the thing that blew me away the most, and this is where I'm going to end, 8 out of 10 of those states have caught on. Florida, North and South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Nevada, Maine, and Idaho all had 20 to 25% growth in our boom years. And there's literally only one of those states that their real estate has gone down in value. So that's what I would tell you. If you're looking to relocate, call me at 719-330-1457. If you've got relatives, if you've got a job, if you've got a desire to be in the Smoky Mountains or the beaches of Florida, I can help you make a good financial decision on where to relocate and why to do it. These are the obvious ones. It's obvious that people are moving to the Carolinas. It's obvious that individuals are moving to Florida and Texas. But the outliers, the level two, how about Idaho? How about Utah? How about Tennessee? And the real outliers that people aren't even talking about yet that I think are going to be some of the most affordable and advantageous states to live in over the next 15 years? Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, and possibly even Iowa. So I hope that helps you. I want to help you make money in real estate. I want you to have a balanced budget. But as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them. And if you want to learn more about real estate, call me at 719-330-1457 to sign up for my biggest investment property class on the 17th of October, Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., personally taught to you by myself. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Have a great week. Listen.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, El Dorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistaw, Chattanooga, Chaston, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City. What a pity, I've been everywhere.